Matt, thank you very much. 546 and 96.1 WSBT. We're live on the SportsBeat app on this Wednesday evening from our respective homes. Sean Steyers and Darren Pritchett with you on your home for the Indianapolis Colts. And joining us right now, Jake Arthur, who writes about the Colts for Colts.com. Jake, good to catch up with you once again. Hopefully you are healthy and safe at this time.
Yes, sir. Very thankful for that. Thanks for having me back.
You bet. Thank you so much. Well, it's been a very interesting offseason so far for the Indianapolis Colts. First off, they add Philip Rivers, the L.A. Chargers quarterback. He leaves them after a long run in Southern California, and he becomes a member now of the Indianapolis Colts. And Jake, considering how much Coach Reich and other members of the staff know Philip Rivers, how good of a combination do you believe this is going to be for Indianapolis?
I think it should work out really well. I don't know that we're going to get, you know, Philip Rivers of 10 years ago or anything like that. But he's going into a situation where there is familiarity with the coaching staff, and he might just be behind the best offensive line that he's ever had. And they're coming off a season where they ran the ball for 2,000 yards. And, you know, if the receivers come back healthy, there's a good group, and you've got to think they're going to continue adding to that group of pass catchers. So I think it should be pretty well. I think Coach Wright got a lot of good football out of Philip earlier in his career. So are we looking at, you know, 4,500, 5,000 yards passing and 35 touchdowns? Maybe not, but all you're really looking for is just, you know, good, solid, productive football. And I still see the Colts leaning on the run game as their primary mode of attack. But at the same time, if they have to switch up the game plan and they go pass heavy, I think they're going to be very confident in what they have.
Jake, they had just signed Jacoby Brissett to a 2-year, $30 million extension not long before that. So what do you think Brissett's future is now there?
That's a good question. You know, it's both he and Rivers are only signed through this, you know, next season through 2021 at this point. So, yeah, I mean, with the starting experience that Jacoby has in his career now, you know, maybe he's enticed to go somewhere after the season. And, you know, if a team offers him that chance to become the starter, It's really interesting because it just really depends on what the Colts do in this draft or the next one, right. Quarterback-wise. There's a lot to be decided between now and then. But we've also seen guys, you know, return to situations where they're maybe not going to be the starter. Like Teddy Bridgewater a year or two ago went back to New Orleans even though Drew Brees was still there. So, I mean, crazier things have happened. I think they do very much value him, but I think it also just depends on money other teams are willing to pay as well as the opportunity to be a starter.
Talking Indianapolis Colts football with Jake Arthur from Colts.com. He joins us on WSBT Radio. Jake, the Colts shipped their first-round pick to San Francisco, and they get an elite interior defensive lineman in DeForest Buckner. How different does the Colts' defensive line now look with Buckner in the mix?
Oh, it looks outstanding because one thing that it does is that it pairs him up next to Justin Houston. And it also means that, you know, assuming he's going to play the three technique, that's the position the Colts think is the most important on their defense. That means DeNico Autry is your next guy coming in. And he's had some really impressive football that he's played for the Colts, especially 2018 when he had 9 sacks and they were pretty much all in the second half of the season, and that's as a defensive tackle. So it creates immediate depth at defensive tackle. They also have more depth now by bringing in Shelton Day, also that you guys are very familiar with. Mm-hmm. So by bringing in Buckner, you have very good depth at three tech and nose tackle because, you know, he can play pretty much anywhere on the line also. But it really just it gives you a consistent pass rush. It makes things difficult for opposing backfields, you know, in their running game as well. But one really intriguing thing is, what's it going to do for a guy like Darius Leonard, who already has two All-Pros to his name to start his career? If you got a game record like that in front of Darius Leonard, there's really no telling how good the Colts front seven can be.
Jake, of course, they don't have a first-round pick now because of that trade, but they have two second-round picks, and they come fairly early, 34 overall and 44 overall. So what are kind of the priorities that they're looking at potentially with those two picks in the second round?
Well, they're never going to force anything. They'll always just draft off of best player available. But at the same time, I think they know they've kind of got a shopping list. And if the best player available is near a position of need in those spots, then I think they've got to look at that. You're obviously looking at quarterback. There should be some guys around like Jalen Hurts. Perhaps Jacob Eason is still around. You don't know how they feel about Jake Fromm. That's another option, quarterback certainly. But the second round should start another run at receiver as well, which the Colts could definitely use. There could be a couple of tight ends there as well. The Colts need some depth, because when you look at their tight end group this time next year, Mo Alie-Cox is a free agent, and Jack Doyle will be 31 years old entering the 2021 season. So I would kind of expect them to look heavily at tight end this year as well. I think you're going to see another run on offensive tackles, which the Colts also could use. Anthony Costanzo is kind of on a year-by-year basis now, as he's evaluating his football future after each season. So you definitely need a plan in place to follow up your franchise left tackle. And then I think it's also going to be a good group of defensive ends for the Colts, too. You see guys like Terrell Lewis, Epinesa. He's probably more of a left-end fringe defensive tackle for the Colts. But I think you could see a decent run on some defensive ends as well. You've got guys like Jonathan Greenard and Curtis Weaver. So those are definitely options. But that's the main areas I think that could the best player available align with the things they need.
Jake, just to build on your comment, you mentioned the wide receiver position, and T.Y. Hilton is 30 years old. I think, at least in my opinion, there's some uncertainty at the wide receiver position outside of Hilton. What is your evaluation of what is on the roster right now? And I guess having a deep, deep wide receiver group for the draft could come in very handy for Indianapolis, kind of like they got Hilton in the third round back in 2012.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is the a fantastic year for them to need a receiver. If you look at their wide receiver core last year, it was severely banged up. T.Y. was only able to play about half the year due to various injuries, but he's a tough guy and he's going to play as long as he's physically able to. But like you said, he's around that 30 mark. So you kind of got to start looking long-term there. Zach Pascal, I think right now Pascal is one of your only couple guys along with Hilton who you're really, really confident in right now. Paris Campbell, I think there's plans for him to be an absolute star, but at the same time, he just was bit by the injury bug all year last year too. Now he stayed pretty healthy while he was at Ohio State, so there's not much to say he won't return to being that healthy player. I think it was just some awful luck to start his career. But that's as far as your proven NFL experience goes, is Hilton, Pascal, and Campbell. The rest of it is just really young guys or really young guys who haven't really played yet or long-term veterans who have bounced around the league. So your wide receiver depth right now is only about three deep, so you definitely have to look at that in the draft.
Jake, you mentioned tight end as one of those potentials for those second round picks. And I had a question because I saw a mock draft that had Cole Kmet going in the third round. And actually, one of them had him going to the Colts in the third round. One, do you think there's any way he lasts that long? And two, if he's there, do you think he's a guy that they could jump on in the second round?
I certainly think it's possible he's there in the third round. I don't think it's likely. If he is there in the third round, I would imagine he goes off the board quickly and he's not there by 75 when the Colts are up. Just because this isn't the flashiest tight end class in recent memory. But for most people that I've talked to, Komet is among their top couple guys. So however you look at it, Komet's probably one of the top tight ends to come off the board, regardless of team. So he's probably not there at 75, but if he was, I mean, I would even look at him at 44 for the Colts.
Right.
He's one of the more complete tight ends in this class. As you guys know, he's an effective, willing blocker, and I think he's even getting better there. But he's also deceptively athletic. He's got a tremendous tight end frame. I think he tested better at the combine than a lot of people expected. He ran a quality 40, had good jumps, good field workout. So I think at the combine, he pretty much cemented himself into the top two or three tight ends. And I think a lot of people probably have him as number one. I've seen mock drafts, with him in the late first round as well. So if I had to guess, he's not there in the third round. But I'd be okay with the Colts going that way at 44, honestly.
Jake, my final question for you. So let me get this straight in the AFC South. Jacksonville shipped out their entire defense. You had Houston trade their best wide receiver, Hopkins, to Arizona. Tennessee, they traded Jarrell Casey, a Pro Bowler the last 5 years, a big part of the interior of their defensive line. They brought Tannehill back. Does it feel like the Colts are in the driver's seat to possibly retake control of the AFC South?
You'd like to think so. I've always kind of viewed the division as the Colts division, even when they've had years that don't quite go their way. They've been in contention for it up until the last couple weeks. None of the other teams in the division are overly strong or elite. None of them have a strong grasp. And it seems like every team wants to trade the lead back every year. So if I had to guess, especially with what they've done with adding Rivers and Buckner, I would say the Colts should be considered in the driver's seat. They already had a pretty talented roster, and I think those two additions specifically have made a lot of people say, okay, yeah, they're going to be back on track this year where we thought they were. Cause they won a playoff game just a couple years ago. They're a pretty decent roster. They've just got hit with some things they didn't necessarily see coming in terms of injuries and quarterback situation and things like that. But I think they're getting it back on the right track, back to taking the division and making playoff runs, things like that, hopefully.
Jake, real quick, do you have a feel for how the Colts feel just to, as far as about this virtual draft that's going to take place?
I do not. We've all been out of the facility pretty much for a while now.
Sure.
I do expect for them to have a pretty good plan in place. There's a lot of smart people in there. There's a lot of people who already do plenty of tech work anyways with analytics and While there are some old school football thinkers in there, but everyone in that draft room, for the most part, is going to be prepared. This is definitely interesting, but this is not the front office that is just full of old fogies who are set in their ways and not willing to embrace technology. I think the Colts will be plenty prepared. This is definitely weird, but I think the Colts will be one of those teams that's ready.
Well, it will be interesting to say the least when we get to the NFL draft, and Jake will be covering it for Colts.com. And, of course, Indianapolis Colts football once again this fall on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader. Jake, great to catch up with you, and hopefully we can do this again soon because the NFL right now is our basic conversation piece, because they are continuing on with business, and we look forward to the draft coming up in just a couple of weeks.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. Hope to talk to you again soon.
You bet.
All right, thanks,
that's Jake.
Jake
Arthur from Colts.com, the latest on the Indianapolis Colts. Again, no first-round pick, but my goodness, they got DeForest Buckner, a difference-maker interior defensive lineman, for that pick. We will step aside for a couple of moments. We'll continue to recap Brian Kelly's Zoom conference in just a moment. It is 6:02 at WSBT South Bend.